Ara Ara.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Ara Ara channel. And I'm your usual host, Vibs, and with me is my co-host, Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi, guys. Hi, Vibs.
How are you?
All good. We just had our Eid holidays, so yay.
I'm sad that it's almost over. It's already Saturday. Why?
I felt like it was really long.
For me, it was really short. Like, I need
because you went to work. You went to work on Monday.
Yeah, I'm so dumb. I swear, because like I didn't know that it was already holiday last Monday. And good thing I work. I mean, good thing my work is close to my place. Because if not, imagine if my work is really far. Like, I'd be super pissed. So yeah, I came to work on Monday, and I was even asking, "Oh, how are we gonna do attendance? No one is in the office." My God. And then the HR must be laughing at me for saying that. And he didn't reply to my message because he probably thought I'm weird. Like, why are you in the office, girl? What are you doing there? So, yeah, that's what happened. How about you? What did you do this Eid holiday?
We went for suhoor with... Oh, well, technically because what happened with the Eid holidays, it was like next to the weekend. Mm-hmm. So we were able to like go to suhoor with Riot Games. Mm-hmm. With the teams of League Arabia and Valorant Arabia. Mm-hmm. And aside from that,
we went to another event before. Ah, the Hobby Nation.
Ah, yes. Hobby Nation. Yes. We went to Hobby Nation. We went for the opening of True Gamer. It seemed like we did a lot. That's why I felt like this Eid was pretty long. And then aside from that, I just met like a friend from high school. He's visiting Dubai currently. So yeah, just hung out.
For me, I started playing Valorant.
I streamed yesterday. Yeah. Well, not yesterday when this episode will come out, but yesterday when today's recording.
Yeah, exactly. And my sister is carrying me so much. Because, like, see, my sister, I think she started playing since she was 4 or something, or younger than that. But I remember she really loves playing FPS games ever since. Ooh. She started with PUBG and then Call of Duty. And, you know, like, that's really her forte. She was telling me, Ate, let's play Valorant. And then after the suhoor with Riot Games, I was like, maybe I should give Valorant one more chance. Because before, I tried playing it by myself. And it's not fun playing it by yourself because, like, especially with the skill gap with players who have been playing it for quite some time and then for someone who's new. And you know how it is most of the time for online games. It's toxic and stuff. Yeah. So I only played a few games before and then I stopped. Then after the suhoor, I was like, okay, maybe I should play. And then I asked my sister if she plays it. And she's like, yeah, I play it. So let's play together. So like, imagine she has 39 kills and I have 5. So like, that's how much the skill level is.
It's okay. Like, at least, you know, people can see your journey.
Yeah. And mind you, she's 14 years younger than me. So how times have changed. So yeah, I streamed with her. We were playing Valorant. I also played a few Final Fantasy game, the Final Fantasy Rebirth this holiday. And what else? I did camping in Fujairah. So that was a nice experience, but it's also a bit warm now. It's summer is here. And since it was in the middle of the Eid holiday when we did the camping, it was super crowded. And I just feel a bit bad that side of Fujairah, the camping sites, are a bit commercialized now. Like, you know, it's not how it used to before. So, yeah.
And it's like, it was just a couple years ago where it was pretty, like, secluded. And, like, you really could go camping and refresh
yourself. Feel the nature.
So, yeah, feel the nature around you. But, yeah, I get it. Like, I'm surprised to know that it's, like, really commercialized now. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, but even in Al Qudra, it's commercialized in a sense that there's now cafes in Al Qudra.
Yeah.
You know, like, 2 or 3 cafes in the camping site, huh? Not far, like it's literally within the, what's this? The Love Lake, whatever, when you go inside. So, yeah. Anyway, moving on. So, also, I just wanted to mention that the past 2 episodes that we've had, we've got a lot of positive response. And even with the Dragon Ball episode first, I remember Ayas posted a long story about how he was thankful that we did the episode and all. And then there were also a few people who commented on that episode. They said absolutely flawless, which is, who is this? I think this is Ayas. And then you have Mas Beb. He just said very nice. But I wanted to highlight the last episode, the one where we answered all of their questions. That got a lot of comments. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that, honestly.
Neither was I. Like, I mean, like, how we didn't expect a lot of questions to begin with. I didn't expect the comments as well.
Yeah. There's even one guy, Spears. I don't know. I'm butchering their names. But he said, damn, I missed the live. And yeah, to clarify, it wasn't live. We just posted an Instagram story and asked them to ask us anything. And yeah, that's how we got the questions. And then I really like this one comment by Jace351 when he said, when Amy said, so he took me to watch Clash of Titans, you know it's gonna be a bad date. And you commented something. You replied to
him. Yeah, I did. I did reply. I said, if I'm not mistaken, I said, expectations, Clash of Titans, reality, Clash of Teeth.
Clash of Teeth. And yeah, and then Chipichawa 4843 also said, you girls are cool and dorky, and that's awesome. Hope to hang out with the Discord group. So yeah, guys, yeah. Speaking of Discord, please join our Discord server. There's not much people there yet, but eventually we hope that we will be able to grow the community. And actually, Eliza commented as well. She said, what an Hi, interesting Eliza. Video. Glad to know more about both of you. Hi, Eliza.
Hi.
So yeah. Yeah, we hang out a lot with Eliza and Bunny Girl, Zaya, and yeah, also...
and of course, BB.
BB, Aya, Killer yeah. Bunny, and Kyoto. So it's all fun. They are the people who were with us throughout these events that we've been to. That's it for the comments. Anything you want to add on that, Amy, before we proceed to our actual topic?
I'm just like, thank you guys for all the support. Like, really, we aren't, like, we haven't expected any of it. So yeah, like, even if it's still like really small, like, knowing that like we have so much support from all of you guys, it really means a lot to us. So yeah, thank you so much.
Okay, now moving on. What is our topic for today? Honestly, we didn't, I wouldn't say not prepare, but we are going to be reading Reddit stories for a change. So just to...
related to anime.
Still an anime podcast. So Amy and I compiled stories from Reddit. And then we're going to be reacting on those stories and, you know, just discuss those stories. But see, was there a specific theme for the stories that you've chosen? Or is it random?
For me, it was like stuff that I found funny on Am I the Asshole? And then I have one that was in Today I F***ed Up. So TIFU. Because I know Marvin will bleep me. So, yeah, for AITA and TIFU. So, yeah, it's like two stories in, like, in AITA and like one from TIFU, which I found little funny, interesting, sort of, like, wanted to share with you.
Yeah, for me, it's the same. I also, but for me, it's more on relationships. Because, see, the thing is, what I usually find weird is that it's very normal for a guy, let's say a guy who likes anime, to have a girlfriend who's not into anime, right? Mm. That's the usual trope. And most of the time, it's always, I don't want to say this, but, like, you know, anime fans, anime fans are considered degenerates, so. And, you know, we have so many friends, like Norvin, I'm looking at you. We're collecting, you know, toys that have, you know, very suggestive looks. So yeah, so basically most of the stories that I found from Am I the A-hole was mostly about relationships, being in a relationship with someone who likes anime.
Okay,
so let's see. Because, like, for example, for you, Amy, I remember you did say this before, that before you and Nico were together, you did watch few anime titles before, right?
Yeah,
but not so much as a fan or as hardcore as it is now.
No.
So, and I remember you're the best person to answer this, the one with Hatsune Miku.
See? Yes.
Can you refresh our memory about that Hatsune Miku? Because see, I think that not all of our listeners know about that. Maybe they haven't listened to our old episodes. So I like how Amy's doing this. You know, she's nervous.
I'm playing with my hair. So I'm not red, it's just blush. Yeah. Wait, I don't know why I'm tearing up. Okay. Yeah, so no, I dated somebody a long time ago. And yeah, he was very into Hatsune Miku. I don't even remember what I disclosed in the old episode. But
I remember, but okay.
Yeah, no, he was very into Hatsune Miku, and he basically just liked anime for the fan service stuff. I don't know if he liked any anime for the story. He always said it was for the story, but I didn't know stories like to bounce a lot, you know.
jiggle so, physics.
Yeah, I didn't know stories like good stories had jiggle physics in them, but I guess like I don't know. I thought
stories were excuse me. Art,
but okay,
One Piece has a lot of jiggle physics. By the way, yeah.
No, I understand, but like the stories that you had watched were not stories.
See the duality? See the duality here, Amy?
It's like just for the jiggle physics. But yeah, anyway, like okay. He was very into Hatsune Miku, and like he collected a lot of that. And I'm like, if I say anything more, will I be shaming this person? Yes. So like, you know, he would. So like he would like look at like he would collect it because of the way that he could look at the stuff that he collects, and he would just like expect women in general to be a certain way because of what he likes. But yeah, it was like, I don't know, I think it all stemmed from Hatsune Miku, because like literally even his dorm room was just like full of Hatsune Miku. So like to his roommate, I'm really sorry.
And I remember you did say that he wanted you to be like, no, not wanted to, you to be like Hatsune Miku, but like imagining, I guess. I don't know.
No, he wanted a lot
to cosplay.
Okay. To cosplay.
Yeah, to cosplay Hatsune Miku. So anyway, okay. Let me read my first story, because it's very much related to this backstory of yours. And I feel like you'll be the best person to judge this story.
And imagine it's like, oh, I am 29 female. Like, it's just me. And then I'm like, I'm
ready. Oh my God. It was you all this time. Okay, so, all right. Let me start reading the story. So the title is, am I the a-hole for not wanting my boyfriend to display one of his anime figures? Just the title alone, you know, will give you that hint. So in context, guys, I haven't read the story yet. So, and also Amy hasn't read the story too. So this is just going to be the first time for us hearing this story. So the story goes like this. Hi, sorry for formatting as I'm on mobile. So my 27 female boyfriend, 24 male, likes to collect anime figures. In the past, we've only had one shelf for them, but he recently bought a glass display case to put some of his more expensive ones in. As a result, he's been buying some new ones. It's always the start, you know? You just need one figure to start the hobby.
Yeah.
Just like what Ali said in the previous episode, you just need one.
With Gundams, yeah.
Yeah, start with one and that's it. And then, okay. So I, for the most part, don't mind them. I even buy him some from time to time. That is until his most recent order just came in. I didn't know what they were until he had put them in the case. The first one was fine, a mech anime girl or something. They are all girls. But the other one was a girl wearing only stockings, sitting on a gaming chair with her legs spread wide.
Okay. Anime is this from? I guess it's from the same one that my ex used to watch. With the nice stories. with the stories, really interesting stories.
Maybe. Because the thing is, the coochie and the massive tits are on display on this one. So imagine just the stockings. I don't know which figure this is. Now, I'm not a prude by any means, but I really don't like looking at this figure, especially because we have a studio apartment and I have to look at it almost constantly. This is his only not suitable for work figure, and it's his case, but I really just don't like a naked girl on display in our house, front and center. And my boyfriend is quite upset that I don't like it. So we argued about it, and he kept going on and on that it's just his hobby and that he bought it not because it's nude, but because he likes the color, the quality, construction, face of it, and so on.
Boy, get there. Yeah, right. I'm pretty sure there's a lot of things in that color and quality and whatever it is, but okay, sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. If that's what he tells himself, you know, to justify it. But
asleep. Okay. I told you, it's like my ex. He's like, yeah, no, I really watch it for the stories. Like, they convince themselves in their heads, really, like.
Okay, and then, but next is, I just can't get past what it is. Apparently, it has attachable panties or something that he offered to put on it. But I still don't like it. Now he's mad at me because I want him to take his new figure he spent a lot of money on down. So, am I the a-hole for not allowing him to display this one figure in his display case? That's gonna be awkward if you have visitors, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, it's a studio apartment, mind you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it was, let's say, I don't know, like, in his private workspace or something, like, it's his, like, private collection. I, like, you know, you would be an asshole to say, like, hey, like, take it away. But this is, like, on display.
You know, in the living room, you know? Like, while having... You know?
Yeah, no, it's kind of like, okay, I could have, like, a painting of, like, a naked woman, like, you know, that, like, someone drew as one of their French girls, you know? And it's, like, in the living room for everyone to, like, on display for everyone to see. It's kind of awkward, right? And it's, like, I guess, like, in some ways it's art, but, like, it's art only if it's tasteful, I think. Like, I know art is subjective, but, like, there's a tastefulness to it. But if it's literally just, like, some gamer chick naked with, like, stockings, and, like, that's literally it to it, like, I don't know. That's my opinion. I don't know what you think.
I honestly don't know what to feel about this. One more thing that got me reminded from this story is, like, imagine how rampant NSFW cosplayers nowadays. And we've talked about this many times in chat. Yeah. Like, how guys are buying, let's say, calendar with poses of these cosplayers, which is not suitable for work. And I still don't know how I feel about it, because, like, I'm a cosplayer. I should know, or I know the craft, what goes into a photo, like, how hard it is to pull it off and stuff. But I still don't know. I'm a bit conflicted about it. The only thing that makes this guy an asshole right now is he's putting it on display in a studio apartment. Like, there's no private area.
Yeah. Because, no, like, for me, like, you know, when you're dating someone, it's always about compromise, right? Like, you know, there's going to be things that you don't like about the person and things that they don't like about you. For her, she's okay with, like, the figurines in general. It's just, like, this specific thing. You know, it's just this specific figurine that's, like, bothering her. Is that, like, that much of a deal breaker to, like, be arguing about even? Like, if it's just, like, the one figurine, like, I don't know. It's something that I think the guy can compromise on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because, like, it's not just lewd, it's extremely lewd. Because I remember there's also a rise in anime figures of guys that are fully naked as well. Like Gojo Satoru once, and Sesshomaru, and I've seen few others. But, like, girl, it's, I don't know, I feel like it's uncomfortable.
Exactly, even if you reverse the roles, if a girl had, like, if, let's say, I had, for some reason, like, a naked Gojo Satoru, like, on display, like, I'm pretty sure it would be awkward, like...
Girl, I don't want, see, the thing is, I don't want to, obviously, include that in the show, but let's take a pause, try to search for it.
Like, no, I know what it is. No, I know. And do you know, like, the trend, the TikTok that trended of this girl? That put her period blood all over it.
Holy
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. There was, like, a trending TikTok of this girl who, like, basically was like, oh, you know, what am I gonna do today? And then she, like, looks at the figurine of, like, Gojo, and it's, like, it's big. And she puts, like, her period blood all over it.
But why?
People, but, like, see, like, do that in the privacy of, look, it's, like, even for that girl, right? Like, you could, I don't know, do it in your own time. You didn't have to post a TikTok.
For the content. For the content.
So same with this guy, like, I don't know, do what you want with your figurine, right? Like, have it on display, that's fine. But there's no reason for it to be, like, on display for everyone in your apartment to see and for your girl to see it every day. And again, she's okay with the rest of your figurines. Like, she's asking to compromise on this one thing. Like,
and imagine if the family of each other will come over and, like, oh, let me visit you guys, you know? Because, like, that happens sometimes, right? Like, that someone from someone else's family will visit. Like, imagine if your mom sees that, like, girl, I don't know. Yeah, so I think the girl in this story is not the asshole, definitely. It's a shared space. There has to be a compromise, you know? Anything else that you want to add in this story, Amy?
No. That's all. That's all. Like, I don't know.
I'm just reading the comments in this story, but
Yeah, read the comments. Like,
yeah, and then, okay, there's one comment here that says, not the asshole. As someone who watches a lot of anime and likes to collect anime figures, it's kind of cringe to have a completely nude figure like the one your boyfriend has.
Right.
And there's one more. Not the asshole. That's hella inappropriate. It's great that he appreciates its artistic value, but he should realize that non-fans see something wildly different. Mm-hmm. And then there's a reply. It's not about the artistic value. ..
Yeah, well... Like I said, I mean, art's subjective, but, like, yeah. At the same time, like, it's not really that tasteful, so, like, keep it to yourself, you know? Yeah.
like, keep your degenerate tendencies to yourself, please, you know? Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so next, let's read another story. So how about this? So it's another relationship issue. So... The story goes like this. Am I the a-hole because I don't want to watch cartoons with my boyfriend? And then she also put here, he is really into anime, but I find them too disturbing to watch.
Okay.
First things first, don't call anime cartoons and cartoons anime.
I don't know. I'm kind of divided on that, but like that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
Like,
anyway.
The episode will be longer for no reason. Just one
that debate. Yeah. Another episode for that, just like the subject of debate that has been going on for years. But anyway,
yeah,
so the story is like this. I, 27 female, have been dating a guy, 30 male, for almost 4 months now. His biggest hobby or interest is watching anime. I don't watch cartoons, but he asked me to watch with him. I said yes because he has shown interest in my hobbies as well, and I wanted to be a good girlfriend. Now that I have watched some of the cartoons he likes, I am horrified and I don't want to watch them again. Excuse me, what did he make you watch?
Exactly, there you go.
That's the main issue here. What did he make you watch? Because it's always the issue. I noticed that with guys who are trying to get their girlfriends into watching anime, they always tend to give the wrong recommendation. Yeah, imagine asking your girlfriend to watch, let's say, One Piece right off the bat, or like Naruto, or like, I don't know, like these stories that are long, that has a lot of commitment involved, it's not gonna fly. You should make her watch, you know, like very short anime. Let's say Spy Family. It's a good starter anime, you know, wholesome, cute, One Punch Man maybe. Like, you know, these short ones.
No, for me, oh well, I'll get into what I want to say, like, after the story, because it's a little
okay.
Continue.
All right. So, in all of them, the female characters have enormous breasts, while also having waists that are smaller than their heads. If they are not naked, they wear as little clothing as possible. It doesn't matter what their jobs are or anything like that. It can be snowing, and they dress that way. There is so much abuse and infidelity towards women, as well as sexual assault and harassment. The most disturbing is how there is often grown men in relationships with girls who look like children. Apparently, it is fine because they are really 2,000-year-old goddesses who just happen to look like a child. I know my boyfriend likes anime, but honestly, these cartoons disturb me and make me want to barf. There is so much violence too, and most of it is men directing it at women. Am I the a-hole because I don't want to watch with my boyfriend now? He is really mad and upset because I don't want to share in his hobby like he does with mine. But my hobbies don't involve the kind of gross stuff that happened in his cartoons. I am second-guessing things because of how much my boyfriend enjoys them. He has seemed put together and treats me well. But when I found out his favorite cartoon has a hero who has sexually assaulted women and dates one who looks like a child, I got the creeps. Am I wrong for telling him I will not watch anime with him ever again?
No, not the asshole. Honestly, okay, back to the same ex. So, I swear to God, like, I feel like maybe I was just, like, sleep typing these stories. Like, am I the asshole? I think my... So, same ex, right? Hatsune Miku guy. So, with my anime history, right? Like, well, what we discussed earlier was that, like, okay, I watched anime, but I wasn't, like, super...
into,
like,
it
into anime. Like, I wasn't really even into Naruto or Death Note at the time, where like everyone was into Naruto and Death Note. Even those weren't into anime, like, you know, even the most normie person would like watch Death Note, and I was not even watching that, you know. So when I dated this person, he was like, oh no, anime is great, blah 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 blah, it's all for the story, again with the story. And then I'm like, okay, you know, like, you know, when you date someone, you wanna, you know, get into what they like as well, because, you know, that's the way that you bond with the person. And then, like, the stuff that he showed me were like that. It's like, how are you watching this for the story? Like, it's very, for lack of the better term, like, I feel like, I mean, it's basically these men assaulting these women.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, like, it's so, I didn't realize. Like, what do you mean? Like, and he justifies this. It's just how they are because it's like culture. And then, like, for me, I was like, bro, no, it's not. It's not even about culture. It's just like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is. I could be wrong. But it's also like, these are women. You are making them look like they're just playthings for you to use and like
fantasize on.
Fantasize on, right? Like, they're not human in these scenarios. They're just like, this is softcore porn, like animated porn that you just don't want to make it seem like it is, but it really is. And he's just like, no, you're just so westernized in the way that you think, and you sound like basically said a lot of stuff, and it got into like politics and whatever. But for me, not the asshole girl, like, you are entitled to feel uncomfortable with the stuff that he showed you. That's not what anime is. Personally, for me, like, you know, you say like anime and people refer to it as a genre. For me, anime isn't a genre. It's a medium, and there are genres within the medium. So like, even if you take, I don't know, any sort of art form, you have like sci-fi, you have romance, you have whatever he was making her watch. So
it's isekai? The same anime.
You have isekai, right? So like, it's the same with anime. It's just the medium is different. It's just an animated version of different genres. So you are entitled to feel uncomfortable. Like, you are not the asshole, because the specific genre that he was showing you, it's anime because it's animated, but it's not a genre. Like, and you can be uncomfortable with that.
Yeah. And like, even for me as a longtime anime watcher, I also feel uncomfortable sometimes with how they sexualize these characters. Like, for example, I really liked Fairy Tail, even though it's just full of nakama power and, you know, like, friendship. Our guild will be saved by our friendship and stuff. But like, the way that they over-sexualize, let's say, Lucy and also Erza, if you've watched... Have you watched Fairy Tail?
I haven't, like, followed it. Yeah.
Like, for example, Erza is having a... let's say, a match, because she's one of the powerful mages in the story. But there will be an unnecessary shot of her crotch or, like, her boobs before panning up to her face. Like, for example, Justice League. It was also a bit uncomfortable to watch, because, like, if you've seen the shots of Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, it's all coming from crotch, going up, you know, from the legs first, going up. And I'm like, why didn't you do this for Batman or for Superman? Why does it have to be only for Wonder Woman that you're doing the... I don't know. I really didn't like that camera angle, because like, it's very weird. Even in One Piece, sometimes I feel a bit uncomfortable with how they dress. Especially in the new world, like Nami's outfit, Nico Robin's outfit, Boa Hancock. Mm. It's a bit too over-sexualized, especially for Nami with her boobies always like, you know, like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
What else? I'm thinking of any anime that has this childlike character, but in reality, it's a goddess or whatever. I remember there was an issue with Sesshomaru and Rin from Inuyasha. Have you heard about the Yashahime, the remake? So, remake, like the sequel of Inuyasha. In the story, they're saying that it's pedophilia, like pedo vibes from Sesshomaru, because he's a demon dog, so he's lived centuries before the girl was born. He took the girl in when she was like, I don't know, 5, 6, or 7, something like that. And then they ended up having child after a few years. They're saying that, oh, he groomed her. It's bad because he's a pedophile or something. So
yeah,
I'm still on the fence about that, because I also didn't feel comfortable when I first heard about it. But if you think about it, he's a demon. He has lived centuries. And regardless of who will be his wife, unless it's another demon. If it's a human, it's the same thing. So, I don't know. I feel a bit conflicted. Because the thing is, at least in Inuyasha, even though originally she was small, they've shown her when she grew up, you know? Like, so it's not like a child-like features at this point. She's already a grown woman when they got together. Like, she was 18 or something when they had their first child, something. And especially that's feudal era, so... I don't know. It's a very touchy subject. So yeah. I'm just trying to imagine which anime did this guy made her watch. Because like, as I'm saying, you should pick the right starter animes.
Yeah.
Or like, let's start with movies first, you know? Like Studio Ghibli. Who's this guy? the one who made Your Name, Weathering with You. I still haven't watched Your Name, by the way.
So the thing that I wanted to tell you earlier, right? So I had a conversation with like some friends. So we were talking about anime. So it was a group of friends that like, oh, you like anime? Cool. Like, what do you watch? And yada, yada, yada. And then he's like, so he asks me like, so how'd you get into anime? And I'm like, what do you mean? And he's like, oh, because my girlfriend can't get into anime. Like, I've tried so many times, but like, she's just not getting into anime. And I'm like, okay, like, what did you make her watch? And he's like, oh, I made her watch Demon Slayer and I made her watch Death Note. And like, she just, and I made her watch Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood and she just doesn't like it. And I'm like, what does your girlfriend watch? Again, because anime is just a medium and there's genres to it. Like, does she like normal movies, right? Does she watch this kind of stuff? Like, what does she watch normally? And he's like, oh, she likes romance. So make her watch romance anime. Like, make her watch Your Name. Make her watch, I don't know, like all of these romance stuff. And he's like, yeah, but I don't like romance movies. I'm like,
you gotta compromise. You gotta start somewhere. So,
this is what I'm saying. Like, manipulation is a long game. You gotta start with, like, the thing that she likes. What does she like? She likes romance. Oh, here's, like, I don't know, Violet Evergarden. Here's Your Name. Here's I Want to Eat Your Pancreas. All right. Oh, so, oh, do you like how, oh, You're Lying April? Oh, you liked how sad that was? Oh, here's, like, a little bit of a sadder anime. Until next thing you know, she's watching Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. Like,
even without you. Long game. You know?
Even without you, bro. Yeah. That's how you do it. Honestly.
I wanted to share something about manipulation being a long game, but later.
off the record?
Yeah, off the record. Off the record. Cut mo to Norvina. Okay. So let's read some of the comments as well. Because I think we both agree that sometimes it feels uncomfortable. Moving on to the comments, let's check what are the top comments in this story was. So there was one guy who said, not the asshole. Speaking as someone who watches anime, I can tell you right now that they are definitely not all like that. And your boyfriend just has some really problematic preferences. In fact, if you live in North America, the ones where people are in relationships with characters who look like children may even be illegal depending on the content. Honestly, if that was the kind of anime my partner enjoyed, I would be incredibly disturbed as well. As even in the anime community in North America, most of the content you're describing is considered problematic. The only one that is sadly pretty prevalent across all genres of anime is the completely unrealistic depictions of female bodies. It's pretty rare to find one that is an exception to that, unfortunately. However, if I were you, I would be concerned that those are the specific kinds of animes that he watches, as that's kind of a red flag.
It is okay. A very red flag.
I wanted to ask you something. If you were to talk to someone who watches anime, what title or what anime title will make you go raise your eyebrows? Like, grrr, there's something wrong with you. Or like a boy. So I don't know. Do you have anything? Like, if they mention this title, you know that they're weird.
Like, this is their favorite title kind of thing. I mean, like,
Hatsune Miku. Sorry.
I mean, if they said, like, Kirichin B Club or something was, like, their favorite anime, like,
oh, God.
If they said that was, like, their favorite anime, it's like, or like,
I really hate those guys who recommended for us to watch Kirichin B Club. I swear. Like, I wanted to rub my eyes with holy water after that.
Like, you know, like, something like that. But, like, if you're talking about, like, a sort of normalized anime that seems like a red flag, I can't think of one.
I'm trying to think. What anime title?
Seven Deadly Sins. Seven Deadly Sins. That's, like, a sort of normal anime for people. But for me, if you say that's your favorite, like, red flag, bro. Like, for me, there was a lot of themes of it being weird and uncomfortable. And again, like, so the girl reincarnates and then so, like, the guy is, like, the one that's, like, sort of immortal, if I remember correctly,
Meliodas.
And so, yes, like, he's still, like, in love with the girl, which is sort of weird because sometimes she's, like, a kid, you know. I don't know, like, I watched it because, like, it was trending, everyone liked it, and I'm just, like, watching the whole thing and I just felt uncomfortable about the whole thing, and it just felt like one of those anime that just, there's a story for the sake of a story, but it's just fan service, really. That's what I felt about it.
For me, it's the guys who watch harem animes. It's always the harem ones. Not all, but there are some problematic titles within the harem genre. So, like, I remember our reaction to Bunny Girl Senpai. I'm sorry. Because there was one comment who said this was the most off-putting reaction I've seen. Because, like, I mean, just by the title, you know? And we didn't have any context of the show. Like, it's
just, yeah, exactly.
It off of the title. Like, hello, I'm sorry. I'm sorry we're not that cultured.
Our bad. Sorry.
Yeah, because it, like, see, just the title. What was that? Rascal Does Not Dream, or what?
About Bunny Girl Senpai.
Yes, like, I don't know. Anyway. So now, another comment here is that, not the a-hole, my husband loves anime and I watch 3 with him. He knows what I can stand, he respects my choices, and only shows me cute, clean ones. Knows that some are fairly creepy. The red flag is that the BF lashes out and gets mad. It's totally healthy to have separate likes and spend time together apart when dating. It's only an issue because of anger that tends to not get better if he refuses to see your side. Might be time to rethink everything. And they've only been together for like 4 months, right? So
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Not the a-hole, not all anime is created equal, and the kind he's watching would be a turn-off for even some other big anime nerds. IMO,
right.
Guys whose biggest interests are anime that border on corn or hentai or bad news, especially at his age. Find someone that's more into the stuff you like. That's what I meant when I said the harem animes, by the way. The one that's borderline softcore, you know. Okay, fan service in certain titles, I can still forgive. One Piece, I can still forgive. Fairy Tail, I'm still with you, you know. But like, if it's too much, I don't think I've ever actually watched a title that is like this. So I really cannot think of anything aside from Fairy Tail that has so many fan service. That's it. Oh yeah. Okay. So that's it. Do we have time for one more?
I'll go for your one more, and then like I'll tell you my stories in the next episode.
All right. Sure. So this is gonna be 2-part episode, guys.
Yeah.
The next one is again another relationship problem about anime, because it's always like this. You know, like this dynamic is very common within our world. So okay, next story is, am I the a-hole, 27 female, for asking my 28 male husband to stop watching anime?
Okay,
so me and my husband have been married for 4 years and together we have 2 children, 6 male and 3 female. Please don't get me wrong, I do love my husband very much. My husband works in construction, part of management. He works anything between 10 to 15 hours a day depending on what they have to do that day. Sometimes he even brings home his work with him and will sit until 2 a.m. and finish up before coming to bed. I am a stay-at-home mom and I know my husband works hard for us. I do appreciate it. His sacrifice and work puts food on our table and gives me time to spend with our kids. My problem is that every day when he gets home, he will come in and greet us, then will sit in front of the TV with a beer watching anime for about an hour. After he's done, he will then start to help with whatever is left to do, dinner, our son's homework, cleaning, bathing the kids, playing with the kids, keeping them busy, putting them to bed, whatever is left to do. Our kids can go and sit with him to watch. He only asks for them to be quiet during that time. Don't get me wrong, he will still talk to the kids and answer their questions if they ask, but he won't say a word to them unless they talk to him first. I just think he can spend that hour a lot more productively with the kids or start helping with things so that we can get done with everything more quickly. I asked him to stop with sitting on the couch for an hour watching cartoons and help me with the kids and everything when he gets home. He didn't argue with me or anything and just said okay. He hasn't been the same since. I can see he doesn't have the motivation or drive to play with the kids as he used to or with helping me. I asked him what is wrong and he just said he is tired. I spoke to my sister about it and he went off on me, calling me a lot worse things than an a-hole. I don't see what I did wrong. Not sitting and watching cartoons for an hour gives him more time with the kids, and we are done with everything more quickly at night. But my sister is saying that I am a piece of for depriving my husband of an hour to relax and get over the day's stress. Now he has to come home with all that stress, and rather than letting it go, he has to deal with everything with that stress still on his shoulders. Again, I don't see it like that. I see it as him having more time to help me and spend time with the kids. Am I the a-hole for asking him to stop? Yes, you are.
Yes, you're the asshole.
Yeah, definitely.
You're the asshole. Girl, what's wrong with you? Like, she's like, oh, you know, he does all of these things. He buys for us. He's like basically the breadwinner. I'm just like at home doing whatever. And like,
and he's at work 10 to 15 hours a day.
Yeah. And like when he's home, like the least he could do is like help me. Like, how dare he want an hour of rest? What an asshole. Like, oh, how dare my husband want an hour of rest? Like, he's an asshole for sure.
He should be doing chores with me for an hour.
Chores with me for that hour. Like, how dare he work 15 hours and want an hour break? Like, oh.
Like, for me, sometimes whenever I see a story like this, I can't imagine how it didn't make sense for them just like typing it.
Right! Like, girl, you typed that entire thing and you didn't once stop and think, you know, and she tried to defend herself too. Like, don't get me wrong. I think, you know, like she's trying to defend herself a little there. And it's like, oh, no.
Like, he has more time to help me with the kids. Because, see, the thing is, why am I saying he's not the asshole in the story? Is because he only takes 1 hour to decompress, remove all of the stress from work, and then help out. He still helps out. The only time that I would say that probably he's an asshole is if he totally doesn't help at all.
Yes.
Right? Exactly. Like completely nothing and still expects a lot from her, then okay, he's the asshole. But here, he just asks for an hour. He's still holding the kids while he's watching. He just wants maybe his mind, you know, to roam around, get off of the work thingy, decompress and stuff, and then help out. Which for me, it makes sense because, like, if you're working 10 to 15 hours in construction,
that's
a tough job, you know?
Like, so, okay, being a stay-at-home mom is also a very, very difficult job. Like, it's a full-time job. And, like, I understand wanting help from your husband. But, like, if he's just asking for an hour of his time to, like, have a break, like,
after working until 2 a.m. or something,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly, right. No. And it's not like, if it's, like, let's say, if she was, like, oh, you know, I didn't have a break the entire day. I would like to have a break. Like, sure, like, take the shift then, like, he can have his 1 hour break while, you know, you have that set with your kids, and then he can have the hour after that and you can have a break. I don't know, like try to find, like, I think with a lot of these things it's about compromise, really. Like, it doesn't make sense. But this one is not even compromise. He's just asking for an hour.
It's like, and honestly, you know, like an hour, it could only even be just like an episode, one or two episodes at this point.
Yeah.
And that's not even too much to ask, especially for someone who's watching a lot of anime before. You know, like, my God, I don't know, like, but then again, yeah, you're right. Like, being a stay-at-home mom is also a hard job, you know, it's also tough, but I really don't understand how she didn't see that she's the problem here as she was typing the story. Like, girl, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, and then there's a comment here. How you see it doesn't really matter. How does your husband see the situation? Have you asked him? It appears you are the person with the problem here. He's doing what you ask him to do, and now you're complaining because he's not happy about doing it. Perhaps you should actually have a conversation with your husband and ask him about his perspective. Your husband is an adult. You don't get to make choices for him. It appears you're not able to communicate or compromise. You're the asshole. This is all about what you think is the right way. Appears you have no consideration of what works best for your family. And then, and I honestly feel bad for the guy because he just agreed without a fight and he just like went along with it. And I feel like he was close to being burnt out. You know, like based on what she said that, oh, he's not happy anymore. Like he's just stressed out. What do you expect for him to be happy after that?
Yeah.
This girl is a bit weird. Another comment is, you're the a-hole. I'm actually quite impressed that he can limit his unwinding to 1 hour consistently. He seems like a really good husband, and an hour after work to switch from stressful work mode to home mode is not a lot to ask. Why would you begrudge him like that? Your sister is right. And then, and this girl, this woman,
she responded.
Her comment was, I'm not begrudging him relaxing time, but there are better ways to spend that time.
What do you mean? That's his way of decompressing. How are you to say how a person can decompress? Oh no, like watching anime, that's not how you should relax.
You should watch
this. What do you mean? what do you want him to do instead? Be at the bar, like drink with his friends, or like what do you mean? Like people find ways to relax in their own ways. You can't just dictate like, hey, you know, this is the right way.
Yeah, you can relax while doing the dishes or taking care of the kids. Like and then there's a lot of people who got so mad at her, totally downvoted her, and like a lot of comments afterwards. Because I'm trying to think, like, obviously this is a very one-sided story. But still, even though it's a one-sided story, because we also don't know. I feel like for a stay-at-home mom, it's also the problem that they don't have time to rest. Especially the kids were like 6 years old and 3 years old. Mm. So it must be tough to handle as well. I can understand a bit where she's coming from. But at the same time, I don't know, maybe hire a help. Mm-hmm. House help or something if it's too much.
Yeah, no, but like I said, right? Like it is a full-time job, but he's asking for an hour. And if you also want a break, like, that's something you should talk to him about. Like, how do you, I don't know, maybe you can get a weekend. He spends a weekend so that you get a break as well. I don't know. Like, we don't know where she's coming from fully, but denying him of that hour doesn't make sense. That's all.
Oh, wait. There's a very long comment here. And then she replied again. I will read the comment very quickly. So let's see. Your hardworking husband used to have a cheap and simple way to come down from all the stress and pressure of the day. He never hurt anyone by doing what he liked, but you didn't approve of his cheap and simple evening ritual. How dare he have something for himself? And so you did the right thing and told him to stop doing this one thing he needed for himself. You ordered him to spend his time the way you seemed fit, as is your right. Your husband didn't start to fight. He accepted your order as he should. He never asked why it should be up to you and you alone what is good for him and your family and whatnot. No, he knew better and accepted his fate. But now something inside him is broken. Maybe it was one band too many. Maybe he finally realized he will never be allowed to have something for himself with you as his wife. Maybe he could finally see the cage he has to spend his days in. Maybe he felt trapped with an ignorant and insensitive wife and started to slowly lose the will to live. Who knows? So this poor bastard is mourning for the death of his free will. So why don't you go and tell him how to mourn properly? I mean, with you controlling each and every aspect of his life, that's your job. So do it. And this OP replied back, why are you stating everything as if I control him? I don't. He is his own person. I asked and he stopped. If he didn't want to, he could have said no. Is it really so unreasonable to ask for a bit more help with everything around the house? It's not like I stopped with everything or anything. I still do all the things that needs to get done. But now we have more time together after everything is done with.
Yeah, but it's like, is he happy with the time that he's spending with you though? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, doesn't seem like he is.
Yeah, and then most of her comments are like, I have to take care of our three-year-old the whole day and our son is home around 3 p.m. and the rest all starts. He doesn't sleep a lot. Know him like that since we started to date. 5 hours is enough for him. So, I don't know. Like, she's still trying to justify that.
Like, again, like, if you wanted a break, if that's her defense mechanism, well, I don't get a break, then that's something you should discuss with your husband. Like, how are you going to get a break? Do you get a weekend? Do you also get an hour? Like, he takes care of the kids, like, after his hour, and then you get the hour. Like, it's really up to you, like, at this point. But no, she just decided, hey, I'm going to control you, and this is what you have to do.
I really think that she's still the asshole in the story.
Yeah, she's definitely the asshole. 100%.
I'm trying to see if there's anything that can redeem her in the comments, but, like, no. It's really She says here that it's not as if I'm not doing anything. I have a three-year-old to take care of and our son is home around 3 p.m. So technically, the son is also in daycare until 3 p.m. Mm-hmm. So she's alone with the three-year-old. So I don't know. I don't want to downplay being a mom as well. So, but yeah, anyway. So that's it for my Reddit stories. And as I've mentioned, it all revolved around relationships. About being with someone who watches anime. So far, we haven't seen the opposite, which is where the girl is more into anime than the guy. It's mostly the other way around. So, yeah. Anything you want to add, Amy, before we end the episode?
We end the episode, and then the next episode is my stories. No, nothing. But, like, the first two stories was, like, probably me, like, sleep, like, typing on Reddit. Like.
Yeah, that's Amy, actually. That's her stories. Yeah.
Oh, but... wow, you found my throwaway accounts. Damn.
But yeah, guys, again, just a reminder, please don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram, on Facebook, and on TikTok. We also do have our own accounts. Mine is at Viv's Black Mage. And how about you, Amy?
You can follow me at Just Amy.
Yeah. And also join our Discord server. The link will be in the comment section. So hope to hang out with you guys there and also watch my streaming. So I'm trying to be consistent again in streaming. So thank you so much and see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.